Texting my sister,
Hello, Latrice?
her auntie, nigga,
Yeah.
everybody,
Hi,
nigga,
Latrice. This is Al
kids.
on the recorded line. I'm
What's
calling
up?
regarding the Depo
I got caught
Rivera
on the
lawsuit.
mental
Before we
internet and
proceed, I must
got me
advise you the call is being recorded for
texting.
legal and compliance purposes. Do you
Nigga,
affirm under penalty of
yo,
perjury that all
man,
information you
oh
provide
snap.
during this call will be
My
complete and
sister
truthful to the best
who
of your
I know
knowledge, that
is
no other
also
individual has
also
supplied you with
also
answers to questions I am about to
also
ask?
my nigga, you
Yeah, no one's done
and
that.
my
But
sister
okay, I just did answer these
down
questions
here
like not
and
even 2 hours ago.
give a fuck.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can
So I'm
do.
confused as to what's going on. Like, I keep on getting sent back and forth to this supposed to be intake team, but I've already answered these answered questions today, so I'm confused with what's going on.
Yeah, so there's different stages. The first stage is they ask a little bit of questions from you, and then you get to me. This stage would pretty much ask just a few more questions, and then would transfer you over to the law firm. I do wanted to ask, what state do you currently reside in?
I'm currently in California.
California. Okay. Well, let's see what we can do to help, okay? Give me one moment, all right? Okay. All right. Now, Latrice, from my understanding is you are looking to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Pretty much asking that you would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Well, I believe that this is what is going on now. I haven't spoken to anyone else about it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so this
okay.
would be the only law firm, or the, I don't know who you guys are, but the supposedly law firm, I'm not sure, but okay.
So, yeah, we're Master of Strategies, also known as MTS, and I'm an intake specialist, and my job is to help you build your claim so that we can submit that to the law firm so that they can proceed and get started with your case.
Okay.
And for this
Oh, okay.
question,
See, I thought
yeah.
it was all under procedure when I gave up the when I answered the first question. But okay, I follow you now.
Yes. So this question is just asking if you already got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. And we just need to know.
No.
No. Okay. And then has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically or sent you a packet in the mail regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And then you're looking to file this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Now, are you or a loved one concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo Provera birth control?
Well, just myself during the time that I had taken it.
Okay. All right. So, for that question, I just need a simple yes or no. What would you like me to put as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera? What did you sustain?
A meganoma.
I'm sorry. Would you kindly I do have to put the spelling.
Meningioma.
Oh, did you say meningioma?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. And okay, and I do have to ask this question. Were you formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Yes, and I had surgery.
Okay. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. And where was this located in your body?
In the in my head on the side, they cut it on the side and did a surgery on there.
You said it was your head inside your head.
Yes.
Okay. So would that be like your
Hold on. Hello.
Yes. Would that be your brain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what was the date of your diagnosis for the meningioma?
It was in August, 23.
So 2023?
Yeah, August.
Okay. Do you remember the date? To the best of your remembrance.
Not offhand. I believe it was like in the beginning of the month. I want to say the 6th. I believe it was
the 6th of August?
Yeah.
Okay, so 8/6/2023, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the number 6, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I don't know. I don't know anybody offhand, no.
Okay, and then for the following questions, if you could simply answer yes or no, did you receive birth control shots or injections?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you consume, use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you take the name brand or generic of birth control Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Was it a name brand or a generic?
Oh. It was, I'm not too sure. I believe it was the original one in the beginning, but I believe that it probably changed because my insurance changed and it went to the lesser valued one probably so.
Okay. So I could put name brand, generic, both. Which one would you like me to put?
Mm-hmm. You could put both.
Both. Okay. All right. Give me one moment, please. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Now, which injectable did you use? Depo Provera? MPA, also known as progesterone acetate? Provera? Depo sub-Q Provera 104? Or was it just Depo Provera?
I would have to look that up because I don't remember the.
It's just to the best of your knowledge.
It would probably be the second one that you said.
Was it Depo Provera, MPA, Provera, or Depo Sub Q Provera? So there's Depo
probably
Provera.
The MA.
MPA is the medroxyprogesterone acetate, and then there's Provera, and then there's Depo Sub Q Provera.
Okay, well the Depo Provera.
Depo Provera.
Because the M, yeah, I remember it being an M on there or something, but I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
That's okay. So to the best of your remembrance, which one would you like me to choose for you?
The first one, then.
The Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And then yes or no for the following question. Have you used Depo Provera multiple times yearly?
Yeah.
Okay. And then to the best of your remembrance, how many years did you use Depo Provera?
Let me see. About 9 years or so.
9 years? Okay, that's just an estimate.
Yeah.
So to the best of your knowledge, you said 9 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Now for this question, it's just a simple yes or no. Within 1 year from that 9 years, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injections?
I'm going to say maybe about 16 weeks, somewhere in there.
15?
12 to 16 weeks.
16 weeks? How many months is that?
No, 1 6. Okay. Maybe 3 months somewhere.
Okay. So if 3 months, that's about, let's see how many weeks is in a month, is 4 weeks. So multiply that by 3 months. How many weeks would you say that was? So 4 times 3.
That's 12 weeks.
Okay. So what would you like me to put as your answer for the theory of approximately how many weeks it was in between each injections? You said it was...
We're going to go with 12 weeks.
12? Okay. And then annual number of uses. So the math, let's say you said it was every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 12 months in 1 year, so... And you use it 12, or yeah. So how many
weeks, yeah.
How many times did you use it in a year? If there's
well,
in a year,
I was given four shots of it,
four?
Like every 3 months or so, yeah.
So it was every 3 months, totaling, did you say 4 shots every year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, yes or no, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date? It's just asking if you used Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through today. So in between those years, did you use Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, in between those years, I did use Depo.
And then to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo-Provera?
I remember it being towards the end of the year in 2012. So I believe this was like November.
Okay, so
November
like 11.
The 10th or something.
Did you say 11,
yeah.
15, 2012?
No. No, I believe it's like in the middle of the month, so it's probably between on the 15th or somewhere in there.
Okay, so November 15, is that 1-5?
No, 1-0.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
1-0.
I said 15. I don't know what it made me say 15.
That's okay. So
I said 15, but yeah.
That's okay. So I have in November 10, 2012?
Yeah.
Okay, and then to the best of your knowledge, when did you stop using it? You said that you used it for about 9 years.
Yeah, so probably about, I'd say it was in 2021, I'm thinking, because my mind, my memory is not as good as it used to be as since I had these tumors and stuff, but. Yeah, that I believe it was in there. The
2021
in there.
Okay, and then what month was that? To the best of your knowledge, was it in the beginning of the year?
That was in the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the beginning of the year.
What would you like me to put as the month for that?
Oh, the first of the year.
The first.
The
okay.
First of January.
So January 1, 2021.
Yes.
Okay. And then, yes or no, were you diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2?
I don't remember that. I just know that I had some bone issues and some headaches and stuff. So they had me on a couple of things, but I don't remember exactly what they were.
So we just need a simple yes or no as your answer. Were you diagnosed with neurofibromatosis?
Well, because I can't say yes or no, because I don't remember if I was diagnosed with fibromatosis. So I'm not sure if, I don't know if I was or not. I don't remember.
That's okay. And yeah, no, I understand you don't remember. It's just to the best of your knowledge. Like, this is not gonna be held against you or anything like that. We just need a simple yes or no. Like, if to the best of what you could remember. To the best of your knowledge, pretty much.
No, I don't
Okay.
remember that.
And then have you used other hormones such as OCP or HRT? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. And then for HIPAA, now this is for the medical information. Can you please kindly confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And then what is your current marital status? Are you currently single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then
Single.
could you kindly spell out your legal first and last name for me, please?
Capital L as in Larry, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, R as in Rice, I as in Ice, C as in Cat, E as in Elephant, J as in John, O as in OK, H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Knox.
Okay, so I have Latrice, that's spelled LaT as in Tom, Rice, Johnson, JOH, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, ON as in Nancy, Latrice Johnson, is that correct? Okay, and then for security purposes, Ms. Johnson, your social?
567-696991.
Could you please verify the last four?
6991.
Okay, just to confirm, Ms. Johnson, this is what I have. I have 567-696991. Is that correct?
Correct.
And what is your date of birth, Ms. Johnson?
2/25/1982.
I have February 25, 1982. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that's 2/25/1982. Is that right?
Correct.
And then what would you prefer for your method of contact? Would you prefer your primary contact, secondary contact, or email?
Email is fine.
Email. Okay, and what is your primary email?
It'll be my first name.
Okay,
And
Latrice.
then 25051@gmail.com.
I have Latrice spelled LaT as in Tom, RiC as in Charles, E as in Elephant, number two, number five, number one, number five, number one, at gmail.com.
25051. Yeah.
Latrice25151 at Gmail.
No, 25051.
Oh, zero. Okay. So I have Latrice25051 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And Ms. Johnson, I have nine. The phone number here that I have is 916-584-6832. Is this your mobile number?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your current state of residency? You said California, is that correct?
Yes.
And then what is the full address?
4540 Florin Road, F as in Fred, L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, R as in Rice, I as in Ice, N as in Knot, Road, S as in Sam, T as in Tony, E as in Elephant, capital E as in Everywhere, 214 Sacramento, 95823.
Okay, just to confirm, I have. And is that 95823?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 4540, that's Florin Road, Suite 214, Sacramento, California, 95823.
All right.
Okay. All right. And then just to confirm again, the social, just to make sure it's correct, I have 5, 6, 7, 6, 9, 6, 9, 9, 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the medical information. Was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself? Which one?
A doctor.
Doctor, okay. Can you provide the administering clinic information, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And then what location of the body was the injection administered?
In my arm.
Okay. And then what was their injection method? Was it intramuscular, subcutaneously, other?
Just in like my muscular fat, kind of. I guess it would be, I'm not too sure exactly what part, but I know it's in my arm, the upper part.
Okay. So you said it was the upper part of the arm inside the muscle?
Yeah, the back arm.
Oh, upper
part.
Yeah,
well, in the back.
The back arm?
In the back of it, yeah.
And you said it was inside the muscle?
Well, yeah, I guess it would be muscle and fatty tissue all in there. I'm not too sure what's inside of there.
I'll put both. I'll put upper part of the back arm inside the muscle and fatty tissue.
Yeah, because I'm not too sure exactly where it goes when they put it in there, but I know I feel it in all my arms, so I don't know what to name it.
That's okay. It's to the best of your, you know, to the best of your knowledge. And for this question, I apologize if some of these questions may sound repetitive. It's just to help us determine which law firm will take the claim, because we do work with a lot of different law firms. How many times were you injected with the product?
Four times.
Okay.
Yeah, four times, and then every time it was like it felt the same at first, and then it just then it went back. My body went back to normal, and then I just started getting like just different feelings. Sometimes headaches. Sometimes I get dizzy. Sometimes my bones hurt. So it just all kind of depended on, I guess, whatever they used with the medication or whatever the medication had in it, I guess,
okay,
during the time of administration. So
for that question, it's asking how many times were you injected with the product? You said that you use it for 9 years, right? And it was four times a year?
Four shots, yes.
So four shots a year?
Shots every 3 months. So it's probably added up to 12 shots a year.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yes. So
it was four shots every 3 months?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me do some math here then. Okay. So every year, four shots every 3 months. Is that right?
Yes.
So in 1 year, there's 12 months, so 4 times, I'm trying to see how many uses you use every year. So if we can do the math together, so that's 12 divided by 3, there's about 4 times a year, and you got 4 shots every time you went in?
Yeah, every 3 months.
So that would be how many uses that per year?
I'm thinking, okay, so every 3 months and it's four shots. I could be a little off, but from my recollection, I remember getting that. And now I don't know if it was, other things, but yeah, I recall getting four shots, and that was like every 3 months. So we're going to say that 4 times 12 is 60, right?
So if it's every 3 months, that's 4 times a year, right? Like four
Yeah, well,
visits.
yeah, every 3 months. Yeah, four visits.
So, and you got four shots every time you visited, right? So that
well,
would...
yeah. Well, maybe that was like some other medication, but I remember going for this particular shot every 3 months. So I don't know what it injected, you know, the dosage or amount or whatever
That's
it was,
okay.
but.
So for the annual number of uses, okay, so I'm just trying to see if I can do the math. Let's see.
So maybe it was just the four shots a year, for every 3 years, something like that. I mean, every 3 months, I'm sorry.
Every 3 months, okay. So, okay. And then, so that would mean that for 9 years, so 9 times 4... That would be like
32, I think.
36?
9 times 4.
36.
36, yeah.
Is that how many times you were injected with the product? To the best of your knowledge?
If we're counting them like that, then yes.
Okay. Would you like me to put a different number, or did you want me to put that?
No, I'm just saying, yeah. I mean, because I never just... thought about the calculations of it or anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that would probably be the best number.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera? What was?
Dr. Lori Lovely.
Lori Lovely. Okay. Dr. Lori. Lovely. And then is that in is it in North Highlands, California?
No, it's in Roseville, California.
Okay. Roseville, California. Is it Dr. Lori P. Lovely, MD? She's a fertility physician.
Yes, OBGYN.
Okay. I see. Is it in 1130 Conroy Lane, 100 Roseville, California?
No, it was One Medical Plaza Drive in Roseville.
One Medical Plaza Drive, Roseville, California. Okay, let me see if I could find that location real quick. One Medical Plaza Drive. Is it the One Medical Plaza Drive, Roseville, California, 95661?
That could be the zip code. I don't know the zip code by heart, but
the
rest of the address is correct. Yes, the Sutter Roseville Medical Plaza. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I see. Let me put that as the name, Sutter Roseville Medical Center. And then that you said that it was One Medical Plaza Drive, Roseville, California. Okay. That's Roseville, California, 95661. And then it looks like their phone number is, let me see what they have in their directory, is 916-781-1000. Looks like the phone number.
Yeah.
Now, for the pharmaceutical, yes or no, were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the prescribing doctor, was it also Dr. Lovely? Lori P. Lovely?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the facility, was it also in Southern Roseville Medical Center?
Yes, for the medication, yes.
Okay. And they're all the same address as well?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. City Roseville. Okay, California. 95661. And then for the pharmacy address, was it within Sutter Roseville Medical Center?
Yes.
Pharmacy. Okay. So the same address, one medical.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make a note of that role. And then what was the name of the pharmacy? Was it also Southern Roosevelt Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number, is it the same as well? The 916-781-1000?
Yeah, they just transfer you to the department.
The department. Okay. Now, for the diagnosing part, I just need a simple yes or no. Were you diagnosed with a brain tumor?
Yes.
Okay. And... okay. And what is your brain condition?
Like, what do you mean? Because you said it's a yes or no question, so I don't understand.
This,
what you asking
this
me?
This one is a fill-in answer. It's just asking for the condition, your brain condition.
It's forgetful, and it still hurts my head. It hurts a lot still sometimes. I still can function, but not all the time. And then, like, sometimes I have, I guess, miscoordination with my brains and my hands and stuff. So I just, drop things. So it's just, sometimes my leg won't move. Sometimes, you know, certain things that has affected my brain.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Okay. So I have here that you said sometimes, or I have forgetful, unable to function properly, and lack of coordination.
Correct.
Okay. And is the brain tumor cancerous? Yes or no?
Yes, it can, yes.
Okay. Now, when did you discover your injuries were related to the use of Depo-Provera? Like, when did it came to your attention, oh, this is related to the usage of Depo-Provera? Like, when did you realize that?
Well, when I was watching TV one day, I saw the commercial.
Okay.
And then I saw it again on the internet.
Okay. When would you like me to put as the time that you realized that?
Maybe like a couple of years ago.
Okay. Well, what year would you like me to put?
I'm going to say around 2022, in between 2022, 2023-ish.
Okay.
That I realized it could have been connected.
Oh, I see. Okay. And so this was before your diagnosis, right?
Well, no. Like, during, I'm just going to say I thought something was wrong or I wasn't too sure what it could have been. And then I got diagnosis. And then so I'm just going to say that that's when I figured it could have been connected. But I didn't make any kind of, like, trying to connect with anybody until not too long ago.
When you were diagnosed, or like after you're diagnosed?
After I was diagnosed.
Okay, and then what year would you say that was? Because you were diagnosed, I have here that you were diagnosed
In 23,
okay. Because it shows, I have here that you were diagnosed in 8-6-2023. What date would you like me to put for that one? For when you discovered that it was related?
Well, you could put after that, so 2024, but I'm just going to say I guessed in 2022, and then I got a diagnosis 23, and then 24, I say I connected it.
Oh,
completely.
In 2024.
So in May,
okay.
May of 2024.
So 5-2024?
Yeah.
Okay. One second, please. Okay. Okay. All right, let me see what we have here so far. Okay. And then, were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yeah.
With the meningioma? Okay. And then, what state were you diagnosed in?
California.
California, okay. And then, was the meningioma diagnosed by an MRI?
Yes, sir. I believe yes, the results from that.
Okay. And then, what was the method of the, what other method was the meningioma diagnosis? CT scan, MRI, both, or was it just MRI?
Well, yeah, I have the CT scan and the MRI.
Okay, so both. All right. Is that all correct so far?
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the diagnosing doctor, was it also Dr. Lovely for the meningioma?
No, actually, no, it was a different doctor. His name is Chessick. I think it's David.
David?
David Chessick, I think. Dr.
Chessick?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Dr. David Chessick. Is that, oh, Chessick. Is it Chesek?
Yeah, S-A-K, I think, yeah.
Oh, S-H-S, oh, sorry, S-H-A?
No, no, C-H, C-H-E-S-A-K, I believe that's how it's spelled.
Oh, Chessick, Dr. Chessick, okay. Sacramento?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I found him. He's a neurologist, Dr. David P. Chessick.
Yeah.
The doctor, okay. And then, what was the name of the facility?
In-home medical center.
Okay. You said it was in-home medical center. Is that right?
No, no, in-loan, or I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's
that's okay.
Illonis, or something like that, medical center.
Do you have
and
the
it
address?
Was in Chico, California, actually. It was in
Chico.
Hold on. Yeah, I think it's 1531 Esplanada.
Oops, 31 Esplanada.
Yeah.
Chico, California. Oh, is it Enlo? Enlo? ENLOE Medical Health Center? Or
yeah.
The Enlo Medical Center Chico Hospitalist Group? That one? In
that's
1531.
The one I believe.
Esplanade. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, Esplanada.
Esplanada. Okay.
Yeah, Esplanada.
I have 1531 Esplanada, Chico, California, 95926. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chico, California. Okay. And then the facility phone number that they have here on the directory is 530-332-5557.
Well, yeah. I think it's 530-332-7300.
7300. Okay, I changed it to 530-332-7300. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and then I have Dr. Chessick was a neurologist. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, neurologist. And then, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before?
No.
Okay. And then, have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis? Yes or no? Did you get treated for it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. And then, you said it was because of the meningioma, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that was the Enlo. You got? Did you get treatment at the Enlo Medical Center Chico Hospital Group?
Well, no. I did the treatment first at the Sutter Medical Plaza.
Okay. So for the treating facility, did you want me to put Sutter Roosevelt Medical Center or Enloe?
Well, you can put Enloe because that's where everything else happened after.
Okay, so Enloe Medical
So I
Center
would.
for treatment. And then what type of treatment did you receive? You mentioned that you did surgery, right?
Yeah, and then I had, then they gave me infusions, and then I had radiation therapy.
Radiation therapy. Okay, let me just make a note of that. All right, so I have surgery, infusion, and radiation therapy. Is that right?
Yeah, and then after that, they gave me some medication for pain and stuff, and then that was it. I had to take that.
Pain medication. Okay, including pain medications. Okay. And then what's the name of the treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Chesek? David P. Chesek?
Yes.
Okay. And then the facility is also the Enloe Medical Center, is that right? Same
Correct.
place? Okay. Same address and all that. All right. And then the facility phone number is same, the 530-332-7300.
Yes.
It's for the treating facility. Okay. And then for the brain tumor treatment, when would you say was the first date that you got treated for the brain tumor?
I'm gonna say in September of 2023.
So 9/20/23. And then when would you say was the last time that you were treated for the brain tumor?
I'm gonna say like maybe in July of 2024.
So 7/1/2024. Okay, so I have the start date for the brain tumor treatment was 9/1/2023, and the end date is 7/1/2024. Is that correct, to the best of your knowledge? Okay. And then for the following questions, if you could simply answer yes or no, have you had brain tumor surgery? Okay. And then do you have, or yeah, it's asking if you have a brain tumor surgery scheduled. Did you want me to put yes?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not scheduled anymore.
And then it's asking if is the tumor inoperable?
No, it
Okay.
wasn't
And
inoperable.
then
They caught it early enough
they
to
got it, right?
do.
Okay. All right. And then are there any other alternative conditions that you suffer from? Anything else
Yes,
besides?
like I said, the hand, sometimes my brain doesn't signal my limbs to move, or, I have still really bad headaches and stuff. And yes, that's like a big thing because, like when you're out in public and you're walking and then all of a sudden your body stops and then you fall, then that's like,
I'm sorry to hear that.
serious situation. And then when you can't remember everything that you need to remember when you need to, it's like
Memory loss.
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. So here's what I have so far. I have, you said it was weak brain signal to the body, severe headaches, significant motor problems, and memory loss.
Yes,
Okay. And then what
and
symptoms?
my bones still hurt too, so I don't know how long that's gonna be, but it's still they still bother me too, so
And then it's asking now for the symptoms that you experience from the tumor. Is that all the same? The weak signal to the
Yeah.
body and okay.
Speech sometimes impairment.
Speech impairment include okay, let me add that. And bone pain.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I have weak brain signals to the body, severe headache, significant motor issues, memory loss, speech impairment, and bone pain. Is that right?
Yes.
And then do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor? Yes or no?
Yes, some of them I remember them like when they came, but some of them are they
You
kind
don't.
of were are mixed into the situations and the feelings that I was already experienced.
Okay. And then when did you first begin having symptoms, to the best of your knowledge?
I must say in the middle, I believe, of 2012 is when I first started, I guess, saying something's wrong.
Okay, and then what month would you like me to put that? You said it was in the middle of 2012. To the best of your know like yeah, to the best of your knowledge, what month would you like me to put?
Because it was hot, so I want to say it was in June because it was
June.
really hot. And so I was feeling really weird, and then I was getting these super banging headaches, and then my body feel like it was like I'm burning from the inside out. So
Oh,
yeah,
sounds
that was
bad.
like when I really noticed it.
Okay, so I have here that it was 6/1/2012.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay. And then now it's just asking for medical regarding your medical records. Yes or no to the following questions, please. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both? They're just asking how you're able to provide them later.
I would have to probably send them electronically, but I have to pull them out for
That's
my
fine.
medical stuff.
Yeah, would you be able to provide that by paper mail or electronically like email?
Probably email.
Okay, so electronically.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the name of your health insurance company?
That again?
The name of your health insurance company?
Medi-Cal.
Medi-Cal. Okay. All right. And then the name of a policy, the policy holder, is it? It's you, correct? Latrice Hilton.
Correct.
Okay. And just to confirm again, it's spelled Latrice Johnson, Johnson.
Yeah.
Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. Typically, we only contact emergency contact if we are not able to reach you for an extended period. Does this emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. What's the name of the contact?
Her name is Georgella Cook.
Okay, how do I spell Georgella?
G as in George, O as in Oscar, R as in rap, G as in goat, E as in elephant, L as in Lisa, L as in light, A as in apple, and then last name C as in crown, O as in okay, O as in on, K as in cook. I
Okay, go
mean
ahead.
cat, kite.
Oh, kite. Okay. And then, so I have Georgella. I have Georgella Cook. That's
Yes.
Cook. Is that correct?
And hold on, I have to get her phone number, so let me get it out.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Hold on a second. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, the number is 916. Her number is 916
Okay.
205 4620.
I have 916-205-4620. Is that correct?
Yeah, 4620.
Okay, and then what's the relationship with this contact?
Oh, she's my sister-in-law.
Sibling? Okay. Sister-in-law. Okay. And then for the email, did you want me to put your email or do you have her email?
Yeah, that's what mine's fine.
Okay. Let me just confirm that real quick. I have Latrice2501 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, and then for the mailing, the contact address, what's the address for Georgella?
For her address,
Yes.
her address is what is it? 68 Nija Court, number what? Number one. And then Nija is N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, D as in dog, R as in rabbit, A as in apple, and then court.
And is that in Sacramento or Roseville?
Yeah, Sacramento, California, 95822.
I have 68, so that's 68. Nidra, Nedra Court, number 1, Sacramento, California, 95822.
All right.
Court, is it apartment number 1?
Yes.
Okay, so 68 Nedra Court, apartment 1, Sacramento, California, 95822.
Correct.
Okay. Now, yes or no, are you able to provide a large eligible signature? It's pretty much a signature
Yes.
legible that states your first and last name. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Give me just one
Yes, I
moment.
can.
Okay, thank you. Give me just one moment, okay? Just want to make sure everything is correct. And then, okay. All right. Okay. One moment, please. Give me just one second. All right, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, one moment, please. All right, now I do have to read this off to you before I. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read this to you and then I'll send you the paperwork and I'll walk you through that. After which I have one last instruction for you, and then I'm going to give you phone numbers to write down. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, let me just make sure everything is correct. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Lastly, if anyone other than yourself has provided you with the answers to questions we've asked today or coached your responses, submitting or signing any legal documents based on false or inaccurate information could subject you and any involved parties to serious legal consequences, including penalties for fraud and perjury. To protect yourself, we strongly advise that you do not electronically sign or submit any forms we have sent or any forms our attorneys may send to you until you can personally and truthfully verify all information provided. With that said, would you like to continue today?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. I'm just going to go ahead and generate the forms, and then I'm going to send you the paperwork. One second. All right. Just want to make sure that's all good. Okay. One second, please. And then, do you know anyone else who also used Depo-Provera?
No, not right this second.
Okay.
That's well, fine. I haven't really talked to anybody about it, about their personal business like that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just waiting for the document to populate. Okay.
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 Hello.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the paperwork to populate. I'm sorry for the wait.
No problem.
Okay, so I just want to confirm, Ms. Johnson, I have Latrice Johnson, that's spelled LatriceJohnson, Johnson, Latrice Johnson. The address is 4540 Florin Road, Sacramento, California, 95823, correct? That's the house?
Correct.
Is there a unit or a suite? There's a suite, right? Was it suite?
Yeah, suite 214.
Suite 214, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just make sure that's correct there. Okay. All right. And then the phone number is 916-584-6832.
Correct.
And then the email is latrice25051@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then, okay. All right. Okay. That's 214. Suite 214. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you the paperwork now.
Okay.
And then let me know once you receive a text message or an email.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay. And then I'll walk you through the process, okay?
Okay. I'm waiting for it to pop up. It's just taking its time here.
There it is. I think I heard something vibrate. Is that? It'll say from. Let me know when you.
Still waiting for it to load through the text. Oh. My screen just went black. So, and then I can't even put it on message. I mean, speaker. So hold on 1 second.
That's fine. That's okay. I'm right here.
Oh my goodness. This is ridiculous. Oh, just bear with me 1 second. Hold on.
Yes. You're, no worries.
Oh, man. This is so crazy. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, let me
So,
still saying the messages aren't responding.
That's okay. Do you want me to resend it?
No, it's not that you, it's my phone. It's not, it's catching up to itself, I guess.
Okay.
It's because it's saying the messages aren't responding, so I don't know what that's about.
Okay. So I guess once it loads, I'll just give you a few instructions. You know, to keep in mind once it finishes loading, what you'll do is you'll open that message and then you'll scroll down just a little bit to a, you'll see a blue link that says DocuSign. You're going to click that blue link.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click that blue link, it's going to prompt you to check a tiny box that says, I agree to use electronic records. You just click that box to check it and then click continue or next.
Okay, so, well, it's still, I'm trying to wait for it to come up. I don't know what the problem is. So what I could do is whenever my phone starts connecting correctly, then I could do all that, and then I could send you a message or call you back and let you know that I finished it.
Okay,
or you
so
could call me back when you receive it.
I do have, like, one last instruction to give you. But and I can't give that
okay.
until I this is complete. Let me resend it just in case. That's just so that
okay.
maybe it's just a bandwidth problem.
Yeah, it's taking forever to do what it's supposed to do, and the messages are still not responding, so I don't know what is going on. I don't know if it's like something going on with the internet itself or just my phone.
That's fine. Is there a way that you're able to, can you access it through your email?
Well, no, I don't have a computer where I am of my own, so I just have my phone with me.
No worries.
That's how I can communicate. Let me see. I'm opening up the, you said it's a text message, right? Not the email?
The text message.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it kicked me out of there. Like, what's going on? Oh my goodness, excuse me.
That's okay. No worries, you're okay.
Okay, here, I see it now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, now I'm clicking on that here. Not going anywhere yet.
And let me know what you see on your screen, and then I can walk you through it.
Okay, I'm waiting for the DocuSign to load.
Okay.
Ooh, let me see. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the DocuSign page is loading.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Continue.
Yep. Continue.
Let me see. And Mark. Here's my name and stuff. Okay.
All right.
Yep. Okay, I've read it and I am signing it here.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead and click those tiny boxes with the arrow pointing down, and you're going to draw your legible signature on inside those boxes. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be boxes where it requires you to draw your initials in those areas.
Finished.
You finished? Okay, once you click finish, let me know and then I'll check on my end.
Yes, I did that already.
Oh, you did? Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and check to see if everything's good to go. Okay, I see your signature. This is your signature, correct, Latrice?
Yep.
Okay, alright, and then let me check this one to make sure it's good to go. Okay, that one looks good. And see if this is good to go as well. Okay, that one also looks good to go. All right, let me go ahead and now read to you the last part. Latrice, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure that you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. Give me one second, okay? One moment, please. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm also going to be sending you a text message with through my direct line, but let me just go ahead and confirm one last few things. Okay. So, again, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure that you know what to expect next. While they're working your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I'll also be transferring over to them for your welcome call and introduce you after this goes through the QA. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today, and this is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit...
Okay, and I don't have a... Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we just want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And it's just it's asking, can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today when that time comes?
Oh, yeah, when that time comes, because I was going to say I have to get back to work, and I can't finish having another whole hour conversation.
No, yeah, it's just it's when they're ready for you. Would you be available to speak with them as you have with me?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you have any other questions before I submit your information?
I'm not currently at this moment because I got to get back to work, but
I'll
write them down and ask them.
I'm going to send you a text message through my direct line, so please expect a text message from a 949 area code. I'm going to put the phone numbers for my direct line as well as the phone numbers for the law firm in case they call you. If the law firm call you before me, please let me know so that I don't have to call you to transfer to them. Either way, please expect a call from me and a text message from me from a 949 area code, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that's pretty much it for now. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Johnson. Again, I'm so sorry that you had to go through all of this, but I'm glad that we're able to help you. Please, if you know anyone else, let them know that we're here to help. They can call me and set up a time for us to meet, to talk via phone and help them with their claim as well. But as of right now, thank you so much, and please stay safe out there, and hope you enjoy the rest of your week, okay?
Thank you, you as well.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm saying, how you know I didn't want something?